Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all deep.
It is the Savage Nation. What a long weekend this has been. Felt like an eternity. Now, you wouldn't know that there were attacks by jihadists over the weekend, including a Muslim refugee in Germany who attacked a pregnant German woman. You wouldn't know that Muslims have been on the warpath all weekend. Well, I shouldn't say Muslim, should I? That's not allowed. Let's see. How about the war of attrition being conducted by political Islam around the world? Does that work for you? Is that polite enough? Is that tactful enough for all of you sensitive progressives? We're not talking about the war of attrition being conducted by political Islam with almost daily attacks where people go, ho-hum, another one. Well, what do you expect? In other words, it's part of the new normal. No, instead we're talking about the phony story of Russia hacking the DNC emails. Now, what's ludicrous about this whole story is, so what? Let's assume that the worst-case scenario happens, and we learn that the Russians hacked the DNC emails. They didn't invent the emails, did they? It's what's in the emails. So, in essence, the Russians did the job that the FBI refused to do. The FBI didn't even read these emails. They said, no, we didn't read them. We didn't want to read them. We don't want to know what's in them. There's no cause for alarm. Hillary's above board. So now we're hearing, well, wait a minute, but the Russians did it. And, of course, the neocons and the Republican side love this because they want war with Russia. As you well know, the best thing that could happen would be for Trump to win and maintain a peace with Russia to avoid war. Is there anyone in this audience who actually wants war with Russia? Raise your hand. All of you simpering leftist peaceniks now want war with Russia? Well, why don't you volunteer for the military? They're accepting transgenders now. Go volunteer for the military and go fight the Speznots in the Ukraine, you morons, you. What is it that you want? Do you idiots ever think through what you're saying? Now Russia is our number one enemy. It would be laughable if it wasn't the fact that the whole media is jumping all over this story. So let's begin at the beginning of this long, long, boring weekend. I haven't even talked about her choice of Citizen Kane as her running mate. She couldn't have made a worse choice if she tried. She could not have made a worse choice if she tried. A lifetime fanatical leftist who's not left enough for the Bernie supporters. You hear this? Hates Israel, disrespected Netanyahu by walking out on him, voted for the Iran nuclear deal. I mean, does it get any better than this? And, of course, the Jewish liberals are jumping for joy that he's a friend of theirs. It just shows you how smart they are. I'll talk about Citizen Kane in a moment. I'll talk about the war of attrition being conducted by political Islam and not reported by the media. But before I do that, from the minuet to the minaret in one administration is what came to me over the weekend. I thought that summarizes everything that I was watching and hearing. I was listening to classical music. I've turned off all talk radio. I've turned off all rock and roll. I've turned off all... I listen to either Mexican music, the new music of California, or only classical music, and I sit and ponder Western civilization and how great it is. And it dawned on me. I started to laugh in the car. Teddy appreciated it. I said to myself, we've gone from the minuet to the minaret in one administration, which I thought was quite clever. So let us begin now with some cretin called Robbie Mook. Where'd they get this one from? This is a campaign manager for Hillary Clinton with a voice like this? Listen to Robbie Mook. And you, by the way, he is a real Mook. Let's hear the real Mook, Robbie Mook.
What's disturbing to us is that our experts are telling us that Russian state actors broke into the DNC.
Stop, wait. There's too much in this first sentence for me to let you go on to the second. First of all, the man's voice is a giveaway that they don't know what they're doing. Couldn't they put someone in with a regular man's voice instead of this? That's number one. It bothers me. It disturbs me. That's number one. Next, he says, experts are telling us. What experts? Number two, he says Russian state actors. Who invented this phrase, actors? I first started hearing it from the State Department. The most despicable terrorists on the planet are called actors. It's not a movie, you schmucks! That's number three. So starting again, let's listen to the real mook who runs Hillary's campaign, and you'll know why she's sinking in the polls.
What's disturbing to us is that experts are telling us that Russian state actors broke into the DNC, stole these emails, and other experts are now saying that the Russians are releasing these emails for the purpose of actually helping Donald Trump. I don't think it's coincidental that these emails were released on the eve of our convention here. And that's disturbing.
It is very disturbing because, of course, Mr. Mook, you're missing the main point, which is not who stole the emails, but why they were written in the first place. And Mr. Mook, while you're at it, can you engage the material that is existent between your ears and understand how bad this makes Hillary look? What is it that she's hiding that the Russians have released? You're not saying that the Russians hacked it, are you? Well, you are saying the Russians hacked it, but you're not saying the Russians invented these emails, are you? Okay, so you're acknowledging the emails are real, which is why you fired Debbie Wasserfuhrmann Schultz. You got rid of the old washerwoman, which was long overdue. She's about the most unappealing person next to yourself that Hillary could have chosen. I have no idea why you were chosen. But nevertheless, how about one policeman, one war hero, one general on the platform instead of all of these creeps from the left? So America has a very clear choice in this election, doesn't it? It's a choice between a putative nationalist, I would say a moderate nationalist, Donald Trump, as I phrased it last week, father knows best, with a perfect family, or a woman who looks like Stalin's housekeeper, who's enmeshed in one scandal after another. I mean, do you want Stalin's housekeeper in the White House for 8 years, or do you want a fresh choice, a fresh chance? That's how I see it. But there are others pushing the conspiracy theory that Trump is working with Putin, which would be a good thing, by the way. Have you thought that through? Pinchy Sulzberger and company at the New York Times. What if Putin likes Trump? Is that a bad thing? I think it's quite a good thing, because we don't want war with Russia, Pinchy. That's unless you want to enlist in the Rangers or the Special Forces. I think they must have a special place in Special Forces for those guys from the New York Times. I don't know what exact command post they would be running, but I have no idea why they're so anxious for war with Russia. The worst thing that we can have right now is a war. Have you not studied war? Do you know that millions of people die in wars? Is that what you want, is war with Russia? May I remind you that Russia is a superpower with a fabulous nuclear arsenal? Is that what you want? You want them as your enemy or as your ally? Is there any brains left in the media, or am I the only one who has to point out that the email scandal, if it is the Russians who hacked it, is not really a scandal? The scandal is that the Democrats don't understand how bad it makes them look to even say this. Because now we're all asking, wait a minute, if the Russians did it, what exactly are in the emails that they're so nervous about? Well, we know some bad stuff was said about old Bernie the Seltzer Man. How long ago did I tell you he was set up as a fall guy? Is that news to you? That he was not a real candidate? That he was set up to make her look centrist? He was just a clown? Unfortunately, America is filled with so many clown followers, so many people who love the circus, that they actually fell in love with the old clown from Brooklyn and his Communist Manifesto Part 4, or whatever it is. I don't know, what is this, 4.0? Communism 4.0 for the foolish at heart? All right, so what did they do? What did we find out in these emails, amongst other things, that Debbie Wasserfuhrmann Schultz had to resign as a result of? Well, we found out they said, let's attack him on his lack of faith. What's wrong with that? He has no faith. He is an atheist. He said he's Jewish by birth, but not really Jewish by religion. He said that. So I don't understand the scandal here. He represents a good swath of the Jewish by birth people in America. I don't understand. Where's the scandal in that? They were going to smear him by telling the truth that he doesn't practice his religion? Can anyone explain the scandal in that to me, please? Is there a doctor in the house who can explain the psychosis that has infected the left, especially the Hillary campaign? Because they are skating not on thin ice, they're skating on imaginary ice. And believe me, they're not Jesus. This is the Savage Nation. If you care to comment on any of these stories, it means you're more agitated than you should be. It's, after all, it's the end of July in the year of 2016. things are still fairly good in America. Just bombs going off every once in a while. Someone else's family getting butchered. But we're not really at war with anybody. Not really at war with anybody. And so that's not a bad thing. The economy is kind of good. We don't really know it's good or bad. It's actually quite good, I think. Isn't it good, Robert? I don't know. One day, the left says it's terrible. The right says it's terrible, but most people in the middle are quite content. Did you know that? Did you know that despite all the screaming and yelling, the economy is not that bad? It's not that bad because if you pump enough money into an economy, it stays kind of pumped up. If you put helium into a balloon and the balloon starts to shrink and you keep pumping helium into it the way the Federal Reserve prints money, the balloon keeps floating. So Obama's a genius. He figured out what Stalin figured out a long time ago, which is state-controlled money is very good for a while. And as Margaret Thatcher brilliantly said, socialism, or in this case printing money, is very good until you run out of other people's money. That's all. So we can talk about some of these. Oh, did I mention Turkey yet? Remember that coup of, when was that? Oh, 2 days ago? 3 days ago? Your friend Erdogan, who the media like George step on all of us, that slimy creature from ABC News who pretends to be a newsman, who's saying that it's Russia did this, Russia did that. That slimy creature had nothing to say about his friend Erdogan. Did you see what happened in Turkey over the weekend on Saturday? Have you found out what he has done to people in his country without a word from the blanks in the media? Have you seen how many people have been arrested, including school children? The closing of 1,000 private schools, 1,200 charities, the closing of 19 trade unions, the closing of 15 universities, the closing of 35 medical schools in Turkey, and not one word from the very same left that's concerned about emails that were allegedly hacked by Russia. Have you seen what Erdogan, the Hitler of Turkey, has done since the fake coup? Is anyone alive out there? Well, you haven't seen it because the slime in the media are not reporting it, as they are not reporting on the Islamist origins of all of the attacks in Germany over the weekend. It's either a deranged youth, a teen who was bullied. Every day it's another story, except the true story. And what is the true story? The war of attrition being conducted by political Islam against the world. Well, if that's not enough of an opening for you, I can't help you because that's all you're going to get. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400. I think it's 7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. I believe my Facebook page is michaelsavage@facebook.com. I believe my website is no one uses that anymore, but www.michaelsavage.com. I believe my dog's name is Teddy, and I believe that you'll be back the minute I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Every station has 72 radio stations. About 60 of them are Mexican music. La Raza. Got to hand it to them. They're proud of their race, more than I can say for the Caucasian. Play it a little more. Maybe we can learn something from them. Always singing. A nice German music background. Cheerful people. Great boxers. Turn it off already. Now I got... It jambled my head. You know why I listen to classical music? Because it organizes my brain. I find it actually helps me think clearly. All the rest of it is noise. And jangles my thinking. I can't think. You know, many years ago, I was invited to Japan by a Japanese man. I can't mention his name. He ran the Japan Creativity Society. I never mentioned this on the radio. And he became fascinated by me when I was much younger and doing other things. I wasn't even radio, was not in radio. And they had a contest amongst themselves, and they nominated me for the Japan Creativity Society Award or something. I don't even know what it was, but we went to Japan, my son and I. He was a kid at the time. And I met this guy in Japan. He told me he starts his day off every day by playing German marching music. So I said, why do you play German marching music? He said, because it organizes my mind and it gets me ready for a day. See, he understood that every day is combat. Most of you who do anything for a living, know that every day is combat of one kind or another. And, of course, the most important combat is combat over your own impulses. We all know that. It's an old story. Whether you're a trained fighter or a trained thinker or a trained doctor or a trained nurse, it doesn't matter. If you're trained in doing anything, cop, fireman, you have to discipline yourself, right? What does that mean? What is disciplining yourself means? It means all day long, all of us have impulses to do other things to take us off the straight and narrow, right? Now, I'm not saying going over the wall once in a while is a bad thing. But if you go over the wall all the time, you may as well take down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev, and then who are you? What are you? It's like taking down our wall with Mexico. What have we become? We're losing our nation. Now, I could stay right on topic here and on point with this email thing. I think I made my point. So what if the Russians hacked the emails? That proves that Hillary's a loser to begin with. One, she said there was nothing in them to worry about, so she lied about that. Number one. Number two, she said they couldn't be hacked. That was lie number two. And number three, the big lie is, so what if the Russians hacked them? They never said that they invented them. So what is it that they're actually saying to the DNC? That their secrets were let out, and that's a bad thing for who? It's a bad thing for them, because they live in secrecy like all communists do. And that brings us right back to personality. I was reading a military magazine over the weekend, and about the Battle of Jutland. I know it means nothing to anybody. It doesn't really matter if I talk about a certain battle. But it's a certain gigantic battle between Germany and Britain in the Battle of Jutland. And they're talking about one of the naval commanders. And they said the commander chosen should have been gifted with tact, intelligence, and common sense. But Admiral Jackson did not satisfy any of these criteria. He was an arrogant man. And he had a contempt for the civilians of the intelligence community. And I started thinking about that in great detail. Tact, intelligence, and common sense. I have intelligence and I have common sense, but I lack tact. I admit that. It's why I'm in talk radio, not in politics. Point blank. Many of you hate me because I don't have tact, but you don't understand that I'm not in the business of making decisions for you. Do you understand where I'm coming from in this?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
What's disturbing to us is that experts are telling us that Russian state actors broke into the DNC, stole these emails, and other experts are now saying...
Give him the hook. Give Mook the hook. This is unbelievable. You know, it shows Hillary's campaign is actually out of control. So they replaced Debbie Wasserman Schultz with a Mook. That's what went on here. Why did they pick this guy? Couldn't they pick somebody who was a little more attractive than this? What is a Mook? That's his name, Mook. I mean, if I were born with the name Mook, I would certainly look it up in the Urban Dictionary. What is a Mook? A male adolescent or young adult exhibiting an unpleasant, self-centered attitude formed during a sheltered upbringing. One who revels in their own ignorance. God! You know, sometimes life does imitate art. This is astounding. Now, the first time I heard the word Mook was in the Scorsese film Mean Streets, meaning loser, where one of the characters says, I'm not paying because this guy's a Mook, and the other guy says, I'm a Mook? I'm a Mook? Who are you calling a Mook? He doesn't even know what a Mook is, and they get into a fight in the bar. Remember that one? Oh, a long movie, years ago. We're not talking about the Turkish prison rapes. We're not talking about the war of attrition against the West. We're not talking about the Muslim who went wild in Germany, in Bavaria. Where are the right-wingers in Germany? What happened to them? What happened to the men of Germany? What were they all rounded up and put into a prison? How are they not rising up and taking over the country or protecting their women and children from these mooks from Syria running around with machetes and blowing them up? Where are the Germans? I said to you, now what's the point? I'm not going to repeat what I said months ago, weeks ago. What's the point? How smart I am. I don't have to do that. I don't have to keep repeating, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Boring. I hear guys do it, I do it, I shouldn't do it. Those of you who follow the show know I did it. Those of you who read Government Zero or Stop the Coming Civil War or all the way back to Liberalism as a Mental Disorder and going forward to Scorched Earth, which will be out after Labor Day, you get it, okay? You get what I do. So to keep repeating myself and It's a standard thing in talk radio. Oh, yeah, we're great. Here's what we did. I told you so. This confirmed it. Here I am on the radio. Here they are talking about me. It's boring. I can't listen to that anymore. I have to reinvent myself and radio virtually every day. That's what I have to do right now. So I'm going to work on something new from here on forward. I have two of the attributes I need, which are common sense and intelligence, but I lack tact. And I tend towards arrogance, and I do have contempt for most of the callers on the left side. There's no question about it. I am overbearing. And these are not good qualities in a leader in a military setting. I mean, maybe it's a good quality. These are good qualities, by the way, for radio. I don't know. Maybe it's good quality today. And it's all about this Battle of Jutland. What a story that I want to get into. It'll distract everybody. What do you want to talk about? I mean, I mentioned so many different topics. We're not talking about the Turkish Hitler, Turkey's Hitler now. That's not a story. That's not a story of George Stephanopoulos. It's not a story to the snake Podesta. That guy looks like a snake. You know who Podesta is? He's Hillary somebody or other. This guy is one of the most cretinous looking people I've ever seen. Anyone who's that thin is not to be trusted. It means he doesn't trust himself well enough to have an extra drink or an extra piece of bread. Never trust a man who's that thin. That's all I can tell you. No. You can't trust people who are so in love with them. Whatever. Okay, let's not go down that road. Let's see. Clip next. Another one on the Russians influencing the election. Senator Chris Coons. Okay, let's play the Dragon Lady herself. Enter the Dragon. Let's play Enter the Dragon with clip number 06. Here's Clinton on the fake CBS show with Scott Peely, whatever he is. Scott Paley. Here is the Dragon Lady herself in 06.
I often feel like there's the Hillary standard, and then there's the standard for everybody else.
What's the Hillary standard?
Well, it is, you know, a lot of, as you saw at the Republican convention, unfounded, inaccurate, mean-spirited attacks with no basis in truth, reality, which take on a life of their own.
Really, Mrs. Clinton? Unfounded. So which part of lying Hillary is unfounded? Is it the lie that you said that none of your emails could be hacked? Because if you're saying they're hacked now, that was lie number two. Or that there was nothing in them to be worried about. That's lie number one. So which part of it is unfounded, inaccurate, and mean-spirited? None. Again, she's playing the victim, the woman victim. I don't know if I can take it. I think we have to play Wasserfuhrmann and Schultz at this point. No! I missed Bernie the Seltzer Man? Wait a minute. I can't believe it. You know, a day without Bernie is like a day without sunshine for me because he is wonderful for radio. I don't know what I would have done these past months was it not for the commie street agitator that they found in Burlington, Vermont. Here's Colonel Sanders' illegitimate brother-in-law. Let's listen to him on clip 10.
Well, first of all, I am not an atheist, but aside from all of that, I mean, it is an outrage and it's sad. Asked and demanded Debbie Wasserman Schultz's resignation many, many months ago. And I state that again. I don't think she is qualified to be the chair of the DNC.
What do you mean you're not an atheist? What are you then? You said you're of Jewish heritage, but you don't practice your religion. What do you mean by practice? What, do you get out a violin and read the Torah? What do you mean by practice? Either you're Jewish or you're not. See, try to have it both ways. Of course you're a commie atheist. That, did you know that that's what the whole, I think the audience already lost it. They're already turning on something else. I got too esoteric with the discussion. I don't care, I'll get more esoteric because that's the direction I'm going in. I'm going in that direction. I'm not going to pander to the lowest common denominator. I won't do it. I will not go where the audience wants to take me. I will take the audience where I want to go. And where I want to go right now is where I want to go, and I'm not sure I want to go. I like talking about MOOC. So far, that was the best part of the show for me, that we have a guy named MOOC actually speaking for Clinton. It's hard to believe this could be going on in our lifetime. And Obama's still attacking police. Not enough police are dead yet for him. Did you hear this one over the weekend? Again, you're not going to believe this. That Obama will not stop talking about racial hatred in this country. Oh, Ben, speaking of that, you know, I think his brother got all the brains. He has a half-brother in Kenya. I don't know the guy's name. I think he should have been president. Have you seen the story that his half-brother said that he's going to vote for Trump? I love that story.
This guy must have gotten all of his brains. I'm starting to think that his mother's side poisoned his mind. I'm sorry. I mean, with all due respect to his heritage, it looks to me like the father had all the brains, because I don't know where he gets his hatred for this country from, other than that side of the family. Well, she was a fellow traveler, a lifetime commie. And the grandparents were, too. Honolulu commies. You know that. But the brother, the half-brother, said he's going to vote for Trump. Who am I talking about? No, not Wasserman and Schultz's half-brother. Bill Clinton, no. How about Nate Sliver? I love this guy. He's predicted everything wrongly in the last several years, but he's some Democratic pollster named Silver, who I call, I gave him a nickname, Nate Sliver, or Nate Slither. Now Nate Slither says Trump has a 57.5% chance of winning the election. How did Slither come up with that? Why does anyone pay attention to this guy? Who is Nate Sliver? I know there's a deli in Beverly Hills called Nate Now. Is it him? Is it just a deli man from Beverly Hills, Nate Sliver? Where does this guy come from? All of a sudden they dug this guy up that he was a genius, like he had a crystal ball. I don't know any Nate. I know a Nate Nals. I had an Uncle Nathan, God rest his soul, he's dead many years. Where did this guy come from? He has no background. But Nate Slither probably makes a good corned beef, which I can't eat these days. Trump now has 57.5% chance of winning the election. Where did he come up with this from? German bar bomber, ISIS soldier. Let's sweep that aside, though. That's not important. Syrian refugee killed a pregnant woman with a machete. That's not important. Merkel should be impeached and probably put on death row for what she's done to her countrymen. I'm sorry, country. There are no countrymen in Germany. There are no countrymen in Germany at all. It's all one. Elect Clinton trial balloon. What is this on Drudge now? What an ugly outfit she's wearing. Where does she get the idea that looking like Mao Jr., a female Mao Zedong Jr., is going to get her over the top? Where does she get? Who is her dresser? Who advises her on clothing? It must be the same woman. Well, let's not go there. It's a family show. I'm not going to watch the DNC convention tonight. I'm going to just wait for until it's over. I can't wait till this week is over. I'm going to take a vacation finally. I want to get away from it. When I see Hillary Clinton, I see Stalin's housewife off camera. That's all I see, is I see her in the morning. I don't see her with the blue Mao jacket. I see her the next day in the morning, basically gagging over a sink somewhere, knowing her poll numbers are sinking, heads are rolling, she doesn't know what to do, everything's turning against her, now the Russians are against her, she doesn't know what to do. I see her gagging over a sink trying to attack people, slamming the sink, I see her gagging and gargling, and slamming for Podesta to get in there. And he comes running in, and she tells him to get certain people. The hitman. Muted applause for Clinton. I'm not interested in this. Why am I not interested in this? The California wildfires bother me. Even though I'm hundreds of miles north, it's bothering me because it happens every year and no one knows about it. It's like a cleansing. The forests catch fire every summer, boys and girls, because California is a Mediterranean climate. And this has been going on since time immemorial. We have kind of wettish winters and kind of dryish summers in Mediterranean climates. And we also have a cycle that runs approximately 7 years. 7 years of drought and then 7 years of wet. But like clockwork, the forests catch fire in certain parts of the dry areas of California. And it is a tragedy for those who built houses where they never should have been built, which is in the fire zone. That's like putting a house on a beach, let's say right at the low water mark, and not expecting your house to get flooded at the high water mark. That generally happens. If you move to a beach, never, ever build your house at the low water mark. Maybe the contractor didn't tell you that, but you should build it way beyond the height, like behind a dune. It's the same with houses in California. You generally don't want to live near a fire trail because there is a high probability that one day a fire will break out and it will jump over the fire trail and burn your house down with all of your parakeets in it. So you don't want to live near a fire trail. But this is bothering me because I have relatives down there. I have a house down there. I never go to it. Here's the crazy thing about my life that I don't understand. I live in Northern California, largely in an obscure, ugly little cottage cheese box. It's horrible. It's a starter box. You wouldn't buy it. If you looked at this house that I live in, on, like, there's a show with houses on it, relocation. They're always going somewhere. The most entry-level person looking for a house in Croatia wouldn't buy my house. The kitchen's not right. Look at them, I'm embarrassed. There's not enough counter space. The colors are wrong. Everything's wrong, but I stay here because I like it here. I like the environment. You know, I have a big house. It's gorgeous. Movie star house. I don't go to it. Why? I don't understand it. Because I actually like simple things. I'm a simple person. I like very basic things. Because I found it a long time ago. Well, I'm not going to go into what is happiness because you're going to get bored with that. It's your business. You struggle with it. Leave me alone. All right. I'm rambling because Monday's a rambling day. Bernie is this. Bernie is that. This fire's in California. The same FBI that wouldn't probe Clinton's emails are now probing the hack because it's filled with hacks. Kane I haven't talked about yet. Kane has an ugly background. Kane has one of the ugliest backgrounds. He looks ugly. I got to say this. Let me say this, that the man is the message. You know, Marshall McLuhan said the medium is the message. Well, the persona is the message, and his message is horrendous. Is there anyone out there listening to the show thinks he was a clever pick because he's so good-looking? Let's put an X through that. No. Is there anyone out there thinks he was a good pick because he loves Israel? Put an X through that. No. So why was he picked? Because he can deliver the Hispanic vote in Virginia. Because he's basically granted amnesty to the illegals by letting them vote with the motor voter law. Did you know anything about that? It's pure gangsterism. In that regard, Kane is a bookend for her gangsterism. So they're like bookends, but man, are they unattractive. Why would you want to elect two criminal politicians? Why? And by the way, speaking of criminal acts, remember the governor who recently went to prison for receiving a small amount of gifts, like $110,000 worth of stuff? Then it was overturned by the Supreme Court. Kane has received hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff, but they said he received it before it became illegal. Can you believe what a low-life schnurrer he is? And his wife is a legal aid lawyer. And to top it off, he's a Jesuit. Now, don't get me started on Jesuits. Because if you want me to talk about the left-leaning mania of Jesuits, all I got to do is say Moonbeam. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUICOIN.
And we have to make sure that we move forward together in a unified way. We know that the voices in this room disruptive, we know that that's not the Florida that we know. We've had three quarters of the deficit reduced under President Obama. And we have made sure that we could continue to build our economy. And we must, under President Hillary Clinton, make sure, we must, under President Hillary Clinton, make sure that our economy works for everyone.
Well, I can say certain things about Wasserman and Schultz, but I dare not. It's a family show. If it was an all-male stag bar right now and we all had a few drinks, there's a few things I could say about her that would have the men doubled up with laughter. So I'll let you figure out what I think of her. All I can say is turnabout is fair game. I mean, it's beautiful to see that she was booed by someone even more, a group more despicable than her, a group more loud than her, a group more hateful than her. A group more twisted than her. They had to take her out with security. That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How did they ever pick her? Another unattractive nobody. I don't mean looks. Forget about looks. She doesn't appeal to people. I'm not saying we need a movie star, but she's an unappealing person. She looks evil. You ever watch the Orson Welles movies from the years ago, A Touch of Evil? She has evil written all over her face. Okay, whatever. I could see already no one cares. I don't know. I'd love to play Bernie Sanders for the next couple hours and mock him. I think I'd rather do that than anything, because you're not interested in the Hitler in Turkey. That's not a topic for you. You're not interested in the war of attrition against the West by Islam. Not a topic for you. You're not interested in anything. I can feel the crowd is, like, not interested in any of this today. Why? It's summertime, and the living is easy.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day. Here comes Tuesday.
All right, thanks. From the minuet to the minaret in one administration, welcome back to the Savage Nation. And, of course, the news is very, very dense today. The Democrat convention is in total disarray. They fired the lead spokesmouth, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a despicable human being. And they replaced it with someone even worse than her, a guy by the name of Mook, if you could believe it. I mean, you have to live in New York to understand how preposterous that is. You replace a washerwoman with a Mook, great, good move. Then we have the WikiLeaks thing, which is a huge story, because the Democrats are so clueless that they're screaming, oh, the Russians did it, the Russians did it, they hacked Hillary's emails. Well, so let's ask ourselves, and so what? You're not saying that they invented the emails, are you? So that's two lies of Hillary. First, she said none of her emails were hacked, and then she said even if they were hacked, there was nothing in them of any value. So both things were lies. So that's a huge story. And to go with it, you got Zuckerface. Mark Zuckerface actually blocked WikiLeaks for a while today. Zuckerface, of course, works with Hillary. Facebook calls WikiLeaks block an accident after accusations of censorship. Facebook has reportedly told WikiLeaks that it has unblocked links to the site on Facebook, calling the block an accident after Facebook faced widespread accusations of political censorship. No kidding. You mean Zuckerberg is not capable of censorship? At the time of publication, WikiLeaks is the second highest trend on Facebook with 3,810 shares. So what is this all about to the average person out there? WikiLeaks linked to an article highlighting WikiLeaks emails which revealed collusion between the Democrat National Committee and CNN. Are you shocked by that? Wolf Blitzer, are you shocked by that he's not a journalist? What did you think he was? What did you think that pack of losers were at CNN? And they also released an email from Donna Brazile, the interim DNC lout, in which Donna Brazile states that she will cuss out the Sanders camp. Is there anything new about that? You thought she was an upright, straight person? Anyway, these are some of the stories. Maybe that tempest in a teapot, whatever. The Turkey story is enormous. You've got Hitler emerging there in Turkey with a fake coup. It was his fake Kristallnacht. Again, no one knows what I'm talking about. He staged the coup, and then he arrested things, closed down universities, medical schools, school children. They're raping the soldiers in jails, and it's not a story to Wasserman Schultz and the minions. Nothing. Didn't even make it to the American media. All right, next question. I don't know. Let's see. Munich killer's name, Ali. Did you remember that one on Friday? That was a long time ago, the Muslim who committed the crime in Munich. Remember Munich? That crime occurred Thursday. The Munich attacker who targeted children and killed nine at the McDonald's. Remember they said he's not connected to Islam? But did you know that his actual name was Ali David Sanboli? And did you read what Walid Shubat, who reads Arabic, had to say about him? That he was actually a Syrian Muslim with ties to ISIS? You forgot that one. Okay. Here's another one about the war of attrition against the West. Syrian man denied asylum in Germany, injures 12, kills self in blast. Why is Merkel not in prison? I want to know what happened to the men of Germany. I want to know where they went. Where are the men of Germany? Where did the men go? Where did they go? How did they let these crazed Muslims run around hacking nine-month pregnant women to death? Where is the rioting in Germany? Where are the German men? What are they, on drugs? Is it just that they're all sexually released all the time, so they have nothing left in themselves to defend themselves? Is that it? What happened to Germany? I thought Germany was a vigorous nation with German men. Where are the German men? Well, where are the American men? It's the same question. Any man who speaks out is called a right-winger, a Nazi, or this, or that. Castigated, blacklisted, boycotted. Yeah, I'll raise my hand to that one.
I've done it for 22 years. I don't consider myself a tough guy at all. I consider myself tough-minded. That's two different things. I'm not Bruce Lee. I'm not Bruce Lee. I'm Michael Savage. I try to do with the mind what he did with the body. Do you understand that? Now, he used mind to control his body, obviously. It's all in the mind. And I truly admire the skills of any fighter, any athlete. I admire them enormously. But talk radio is a lot different in some ways and almost the same in others. What we have to do on the air is very similar to practice, to the practices that they engage in their arts. And it's a fine number of lines we walk on at the same time, not one line. Many lines. You walk on three or four tightropes at once. And we have to hop off one tightrope onto another to survive. If you want to comment on any of this, including what I said about Citizen Kane, the worst possible pick that Hillary could have made. The worst possible pick. He's the most unattractive white male she could have found. A guy with a beer gut who's a Jesuit, a left-wing fanatic who hates Israel. What a selection that was. Who did this one? Who is picking these people for her? He could deliver Virginia because he's a cater to the illegal aliens. That's the reason she picked him. Then the scandal with Bernie Sanders. I don't even understand why that's a scandal. In the emails that were leaked, however they were leaked or why, they found that the Democrats were colluding to denigrate Bernie Sanders. And one of the things they were going to do was they're going to say attack him on his religion. So I looked at that. I said, oh, they're going to attack him because he's Jewish? No. They said attack him because he says he's not religious, that he's an atheist. And that won't play well with fundamentalist Christians. So what is wrong with that? He is an atheist. He's always said he's not religious. He doesn't even believe in his own religion. Aside going to Israel and doing the whole of wall touch. Remember he did that for a month? He got a free junket out of it. He took the wife, the children, the grandchildren, the relatives. He got a freebie out of the money. He couldn't help himself. Look, there's plenty of money flowing into the kitty. So he figured he's going to take a trip to Israel for the campaign. He wrote in his two-month-old granddaughter, probably as a campaign advisor, to pay for her seat. Look, why not? There's plenty of money, plenty to go around. Don't worry. A schnurrer from the lowest level. And then you got the Jesuit thing we were talking about, Germany. We got the MOOC. We got Wasserman and Schultz. If you want more on the smorgasbord, we have Turkey. We have the Muslims in Germany. You want to talk about that? Here's the best Facebook comment of the weekend. From a writer named Ray Vallier. Angela Merkel, this individual writes, is controlled by the evildoers of the Bilderberg Group, which holds annual meetings to decide the fate of societies, cultures, elections, etc. Once you understand this, then you will understand why the immigration crisis is happening. Immigration is being used as a weapon against the West and Europe, not the benefit of anyone other than the so-called elite. This immigration brings chaos, and out of chaos comes order. And out of order comes a new world order, blah, blah, blah. This is what they want and have been pushing for more than 30 years. This election isn't only about Trump versus Hillary, but mostly about nationalism versus globalism. I guess he's read Government Zero, and he's a regular follower. Another great Facebook comment was about the three shooters who became one shooter. Remember that in Munich? Remember the terrible shooting? There were three and two escaped into the subway. And then all of a sudden there was only one deranged teenager who had been bullied, don't you know? Where were the other two men? Where did they go? Do you believe a word that Germany puts out now? Top DNC staffer apologizes for email on Sanders' religion. One email among the thousands of internal DNC messages released this week by WikiLeaks showed DNC CFO Brad Marshall questioning Sanders' Jewish faith and suggested that painting the candidate as an atheist, quote, could make several points difference in several late primary contests. He wrote, it might make no difference, but for Kentucky and West Virginia, can we get someone to ask his belief? Does Sanders believe in a God? He had skated on saying he has a Jewish heritage. I read he is an atheist. This could make several points difference with my peeps. My Southern Baptist peeps would draw a big difference between a Jew and an atheist. Quote, Marshall wrote in a message to several DNC communications directors. The message does not mention Sanders by name, but he was the only Jewish candidate. All right, so I don't understand the big deal about this. They use everything they can against candidates. And yes, Sanders has said he's not Jewish. He said, I was born Jewish, but I don't practice the faith. What? How can you change that? He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in religion. nor do any of the candidates, so far as I can tell. Maybe Donald Trump does. What do I know? Do I really know what a man's faith actually is other than Obama's? That we know what his faith is. That's 100% clear. Somebody wrote me this, and they said, what do you think after the election, how long it's going to take? How many months after the election until Obama says that he's converted to Islam? Someone wrote me that. Don't call me on that, please. Don't do birth certificate Islam right now. I'll take calls on all of these topics and more right here on the Savage Nation. WABC Marcus, line one. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Just need to talk about France. My mom was born in France, in Nice. But the thing about France is incredibly, the demographics are not just Paris and Nice and the cities. There's rural areas where people are very upset, very upset. You see a new party forming.
Yeah, I understand that. That's like England itself. The people in London wanted to stay attached to the sinking European ship, and the actual people of England said no, and they voted for it to leave, the Brexit. So what would you say? It's the less sophisticated country people who love their country, and the sophisticates, if you want to call them that, really have no attachment to their nations? Is that what it is?
No, it's not that at all. It's been a huge immigration problem. And when you look at it now, passports are being checked now at this very moment for any trains or anything like that. The lines now, I talked to my cousin, are 10 hours long from going through the English Channel or any other areas. They are now checked.
Well, when are they going to kick the asylees out of Germany? When are they going to actually round up the million that Merkel brought in and throw them all out? When will that happen?
The people in Germany, I've been to Germany, they are rising up right now. You're only talking about Munich. You're only talking about Berlin. You're not talking about...
I don't see any rising up. When will the people, when will 10 million German men rise up and arrest Merkel and throw the million refugees back out of the country? When is that going to happen? Answer, never. Because they've turned the police on these men.
No, that's not the case.
All right, let's go. Call French radio, Steve. I don't see any rising up. Nothing. The German, where's the uprising in Germany? Where? I haven't seen nothing of it. There's no uprising anywhere. Let me take a call here. Alfonso WJR in Detroit. Going once, going twice. Line two, Alonzo, are you there? Gone with the wind. Next case. Let's go on to the next case before the court. Please step forward. Line six, KSFO Tom, before Judge Savage. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my dad was a World War II vet on the German side. He fought on the Russian front, and he's completely disgusted with our relatives in Germany. When he talks to them about what's going on there, they all say, well, it's our fault, you know, for what we did during the war, and this is what we get. And they've had, you know, basically 70 years of indoctrination, you know, telling them, you know, to feel poorly about themselves, and I don't think it's going to happen that they're going to rise up.
So is this a result, the neutering of the German male is all a result of the brainwashing because of the Nazi period? Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes, yeah, I firmly believe that. I don't think anything is going to happen. Not with this.
So in other words, if any German male utters a word of nationalism or pride in his own race is considered a racist. How did Merkel rise from being a communist soldier, which she was, and ran as a centrist, a rightist, by the way? How did she suddenly become this fanatic, this kind of dictator? How did that happen?
That I have no idea. I'm not really too much involved with the...
All right. Well, it's a big question. Is what the someone is going to write a book one day, The Rise and Fall of Angela Merkel, and they're going to show pictures of her as a young German communist in communist uniform, which I saw last week. How she ran as a center-right candidate, I'll never understand with that background. All right, we're speeding along here on the Savage Nation. That opens up 17 open lines at 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. The big news of the day is Bernie Sanders getting booed, telling his backers to vote for Hillary. Now, everyone thought that he would pull a Ted Cruz, but apparently he's got more character than Ted Cruz in this sense. Ted Cruz wouldn't even back Trump. At least you could say this for Bernie. As despicable as he is, as contemptible as he is politically, at least he has character. and he told his backers to vote for Hillary, unlike Ted Cruz. What happened was they broke out in jeers. He called on them to defeat Trump by electing Hillary. And he said, we've got to defeat Donald Trump. All of a sudden, he goes into, we've got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. No one knew Tim Kaine 2 minutes ago. Now Tim Kaine is the new Holy Grail. And he got, the minute he said that, cascade of boos. Then he went into the Communist Manifesto and he said, brothers and sisters, this is the real world that we live in. My, how 60s can you get? Mr. Commune, brothers and sisters. Here's a creep who got thrown off the commune in Vermont because he wouldn't do anything. All right, back to that already. Brothers and sisters. This is the real, oh God. The WikiLeaks leak is a huge story. One of the biggest political stories of your life. It blew up the whole convention. It probably will sink it. I think it could sink Clinton's campaign. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. 855-407-282 is the phone number. MichaelSavage.com. We're going to go to open lines right now on the Savage Nation. WJR Ken, what's your main point? 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, I believe there's going to be some extremely damaging and revealing information from the DNC emails based on what they've done, what the DNC has done, and what Hillary has done by getting the first off releasing a press release 2 weeks ago saying that they were hacked. And now calling it the Russians, which will get the White House involved because it's an international hacking incident, and then the concierge to the White House, Loretta Lynch.
All right, but Ken, you're missing the whole point. Even if the Russians did hack her emails, no one is saying they invented what was in the emails. So what they're saying here is something that has no meaning. It's a non sequitur. Who cares who hacked the emails? At least we finally got the truth that the FBI never gave us.
I agree, Dr. Savage. I think they just said the Russians did it so they can get the White House involved and consider it an international hacking incident. Then Obama can come to the defense of Hillary Clinton and get...
It doesn't matter who comes to her defense. My friend, all that matters is what's in those emails, not whether they were hacked by Russians or by Martians. They're not denying that they're her emails, are they? No. So it doesn't matter who gave them to us. We, the American people, should have gotten these emails from the American press or from the American intelligence service. Instead, if it's the Russians, you know what? My hat goes off to them. Thank you for telling us what they were really saying, what anti-Semites they really are.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Right now, we have got to defeat Donald Trump.
The seltzer man cometh.
And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
Listen what happened. The campaign is imploding in Philly. The campaign's blowing up in her face in Philly. Marx Lives Matter. Marx Lives Matter.
Brothers and Marx sisters. Lives.
Brothers and sisters, you hear? What a schmuck.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters, you hear? He thinks he's on a commune in Vermont in the 1960s. Brothers and sisters. You know, the problem for them is this can get much worse, and I think it will, because you got 100-degree temperature there, and most Bernie supporters are probably vegans. That's flatulence. You mix flatulence and Marxism in a high-temperature environment, you have a combustible mix. Anything can happen down there. WABC, BJ, line 6, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Well, you know, Uncle Bernie there had us all fooled. He's the Hyman Roth of the 2016 campaign. You know,
I don't get the joke. What do you mean Hyman Roth? I know he's a character in The Godfather, but how does that play out here?
So, you know, he's turning around, I'm doing the people's business, and we're going to take our case to the people, and no matter what happens, we're running the table in the primaries. Next thing you know, he has all this leverage, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she gets the Fredo and the Bo treatment, you know, and, oh, I knew it all along, and the email showed that...
Yeah, but he was set up as a fall guy. You've listened to my show long enough to know I've said this from the get-go. I said he was picked, hand-picked, as someone who could never beat Hillary. He was used as a fall guy to make her look more centrist. Isn't that what all of this is proving right now?
Oh, by absolutely, but he caught a big wind on this. You have to agree. Of course, he was never going to get in. He had no chance.
But you're saying that the WikiLeaks thing showing that they were smearing him behind his back, that gave him a lot of power just now.
Oh, you ain't kidding, Dr. Savage. I'm telling you.
All right, so, and you're saying he's blowing it by not using the power?
I think he knew that he didn't have a chance, but he was going to use this to, and this was what's cynical about this all along. All these thousands and millions of young people really believed in him. They really did. And
what did they believe he was telling them? What did this Pied Piper of communism tell them that they thought they were going to get from him? What could he possibly do for them?
Well, they're going to...
You know, every time I see a Bernie sticker, it's a broken car with a muffler hanging off the back.
They were going to get free college, and they were going to get jobs that paid and mattered and all sorts of meaningful work.
And their college tuition would be paid for by the government. Do they understand that that comes from other people's pockets? Do they get that? They don't care. It's like Venezuela. He's fundamentally a Venezuelan communist. And all he was selling was Venezuelan promises, Castro-like promises. He could never deliver on them for very long. He could deliver on them, by the way. If he were to tax every middle-class person at a 90% rate, he could give everybody something for free for about 3 years. That's what he would probably get away with. He'd say, let the next guy worry about it, right? And then he could pull a fake coup like Erdogan. He could have a few fellow travelers in the military make believe they're pulling a coup and then arrest the entire military, and then he can crack down and pull off martial law. That's all. All right, thanks for the call. That's what we all worry about. Turkish is a Turkey thing is a huge story, but no one's talking about it today. No one's talking about what happened to the German mail. WABC Jonathan, line one, what's your topic?
The German mail.
German mail? I didn't get any mail from Stuttgart lately.
Lucky you. I believe that it's a generational difference similar to what happened with Brexit in Britain. I spoke to two German men in the last year. One in his 60s who thinks it's horrific, the immigrants that are coming in, the Syrian refugee crisis. Another man in his early 30s who says that he believes if they show them love and compassion that they will be happy to become German and will contribute to his society. I told him he's dead wrong and he's committing suicide. But I think that's what's happening in Britain, and I think it's what's happening here.
It is what's happening here. It's the same generational shift. The
yep.
youth have been brainwashed on the big lie of assimilation when there is no assimilation. And it's the same thing on the big lie of global warming. Even though last week a ship of, quote, scientists and activists got locked in the sea ice, that they were going there to show there was no sea ice because of global warming. Here they get locked in the sea ice, which is at an almost all-time high, and still the lie keeps pouring out of the newspaper and university mills that there's global warming. It's the same with the lie about assimilation and refugees, the same lie that they're all coming here to work. We know that that's not true. But this explains why Donald Trump is rising, because the people themselves know that that's not true.
Absolutely correct. And it's interesting to see it happen in Europe and here at the same time. The pressure...
You know, I got to, you know, from a personal point of view, I personally think that unless they steal the votes, Trump is going to win by a landslide, by what I see. And I'm talking about ethnic people I run into from time to time who actually, I don't even know who they are. Let's say I don't know them, but they see me and they see the dog and they say, you're Michael Savage. And I look at them and I'm a little leery, obviously. And I say, yeah. I said, you like the show? They said, yeah. These guys are going to vote for Donald Trump. I see people of color all the time who are going to vote for Donald Trump. I run into them. The big lie of the Stephanopoulos and the other phonies in the media is that everyone who is not white doesn't like Trump. That's a complete lie. So you have to ask yourself why. What is it? Analyze why you think so many people who are not of European descent in America are going onto the Trump camp. Because if you look around, and I've looked very carefully, a lot of these guys have jobs that are not high paying. And they're trying to work their way up in America. They're working very hard. I'm not saying they're all laborers. Don't get me wrong. It could be a restaurant manager, for example, who's Hispanic, who I ran into the other day. Why would he vote for Trump? Because he doesn't want millions of more illegal aliens from Mexico in particular to undercut his job. That's number one. And number two, he believes in a man who is successful because he feels that some of that success, you know, we heard the phrase trickle down this, trickle down that. I think that what they're seeing with Trump is trickle down success. Now steal that one from me. It'll be on someone else's show by the morning. Hope the Trump campaign is still listening to Michael Savage. But just as I gave George Bush the phrase that got him over the White House gate, which was called compassionate conservatism, which I coined it, no one else. No one else coined it, I did. I just coined what I just coined, which is trickle-down success, and that's what they're seeing in Donald Trump as a candidate. They're feeling that somehow his success is going to rub off on them, that he's going to create an environment which will lift everyone up. They don't want Stalin's housewife, who they know stinks to high heaven, and is surrounded by a freak show out of Ringling Brothers. They know that she is not good for them. That's what I see. That's all. It's my observation. It's one man's opinion. If you want to comment on it, what can I say to you? What is this now, Obama? Obama was also picked as fall guy in 08, but backfire. Okay, not bad. KSFO, Vince, line 5, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, as usual, the Democrats are trying to have it both ways. If you remember 6 years ago when Private Manning leaked national security secrets to WikiLeaks to embarrass the Bush administration, that was all good. That was in the name of transparency. And now that we have transparency rearing its head again, it seems to be run afoul. And the thing that
with the Democrats, the only trans that are good are those in bathrooms.
Yeah. But what I find most amazing in all of this is the cozy relationship between the media and the DNC. And I don't know how the news director at NBC, I forget it, Chuck Todd, how that guy even maintains any credibility if he has.
Who was the one who named them Up Chuck Todd? Me. It's now being used by others in the radio business. Up Chuck Todd was an invention of the media. He's nobody. He's nobody. I call him the beard now for months. The guy looked so thin that they gave him a beard to make him look that he has any gravity. I don't even want to use the word gravitas. I would say gravity. He's a nobody. He's a stooge of the Democrat Party. But how many years have I said NBC, nothing but communism? ABC, always Bolshevism and communism. CBS, communism, Bolshevism, and you know what? This is common knowledge amongst people who have studied these people. They're all part and parcel of the Izvestia of our time. The government press, the progs, the government press is owned by the Democrat machine. Whatever is good for the Democrats, they spit out. Whatever is bad for the Democrats, they hide. I gave a speech in 1998 at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. It's a very important speech, way ahead of its time. It's part of my legacy, and it was entitled Beware the Government Media Complex. It was at the height of Bill Clinton's manipulation of the press. And I was trying to show the interlocking relationships between the Clintons and the press. And I think some in the audience understood that, but nothing's really changed. The press is anti-people. The press is always for the Democrat Party. That's what it's unfortunately become. And there's no arguing for it. And there's no better example of it than what we see today, which is that they're all in the same exact messaging now, that Russia hacked her emails. So they get the FBI, which made an embarrassment of the FBI. Now suddenly they're calling in the FBI to investigate it. What took 8 years to find nothing, I guarantee the FBI will find in 3 minutes before the convention's over. I can guarantee you, if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I don't bet on anything. But if I would have bet, I would bet that by Friday, before the convention is over, in order to boost Hillary, the head of the FBI will prove definitively that it was, quote, Russians who hacked these emails. And so but it begs the question, so what? They did the job that the FBI should have done, which was release to us what was in the emails. But the FBI said they didn't even look at the emails, didn't they? So now there's a couple of lies involved here that are very important, but don't lose the main point. What is the main point? It does not matter who hacked the emails of the DNC. What matters is what's in them. And what's in them has already cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her job. That's how serious this is. And the campaign is now in disarray because of the Bernie supporters found out they were plotting to smear him in one of these WikiLeaks. They are plotting to smear him based on his religion. Actually, it's his lack of religion. When I first saw it, I said, oh, they're going to call him a Jew? No. They were going to say he says he's Jewish, but he doesn't practice any religion. That won't help him with religious voters, Christians in particular. So there's nothing wrong with that either. Actually, it was true. Bernie Sanders is a lifetime atheist, communist, Marxist, Leninist, Trotskyite of the lowest order. He has been his whole life. Of course he's not Jewish in that regard. Doesn't matter what his parents practiced. What's Karl Marx said? Religion is the opiate of the masses. Bernie Sanders is the opiate of the asses. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Look, the big story to me is the war of attrition against the West being conducted by radical Islamic leaders. And that's a huge story, and they're doing it on a daily basis, killing pregnant women, blowing up bars, and the media is complicit in covering it up because the agenda is to flood the West with Muslims as quickly as possible for reasons I have to spell out in more detail than just a one-line throwaway line, and I've done so in several books. I do more I more clearly do so in my forthcoming book, which is Scorched Earth. Why is Obama flooding America with Muslims? You could say, well, it's a refugee crisis, it's a humanitarian issue. Then why is it the 98 or 99% of the Syrians that your leader has brought into this country are almost all males and all Muslim, with 0.3% being Christians? Why is that? Why is Obama trying to impose Islamic religion, the Islamic religion, upon the West, more particularly America? And in England, here's a very, very chilling story. Al-Qaeda leader chillingly urges followers to kidnap Westerners. This is days after terrorists in England tried to abduct a Royal Air Force serviceman who was jogging outside the base. They wanted to kidnap a soldier and use him as a bargaining chip to release some of their own terrorists from Western prisons. Zawahiri tells them to kidnap Westerners, quote, until they liberate the last Muslim male prisoner and last Muslim female prisoner in the prisons of the Crusaders, apostates, and enemies of Islam. He added that kidnapping was a powerful weapon in the fight against the enemy. Now, what happened was the Muslims' fellow travelers in England jumped out of a van, tried to grab this airman, but he fought with them, and he beat them back. And they said one of the Muslim suspects involved in the attempted abduction suffered a black eye after the RAF pilot headbutted his attacker before punching him to the ground, so he fought back. The second Muslim, who was armed with a knife, went to help his Muslim accomplice, which allowed the so-called victim to run away and get help. I don't think he was a victim, but the RAF pilot was very, very shaken by the ordeal. And the detective in charge said the victim managed to fight off his attacker, again, not mentioning Muslim again, and headbutted him. We believe around the eye socket, so it is possible he suffered swelling and bruising in this area. So that's what's going on in England right now, which is that the Muslim invaders, the invaders into England, which was what Brexit was all about, are now trying to take England down man by man or woman by woman. This happened at the RAF Marham Air Base in Norfolk, England. While the victim only witnessed two attackers, there may have been more than two people in the vehicle, and given the nature of the attack, it is likely they were part of a larger team. Look, there's a solution to this problem. And the solution will slowly diminish in possibility as the Muslim populations grow in the West. The obvious solution diminishes in possibility. I don't have to spell it out for you. While the West still has the majority in population and power, it still has the power to rid themselves of this scourge. Once they gain the population parity, it's all over. It's the death of the West. But then some, it's not only the death of the West, it's the death of everything you've ever come to believe in that was beautiful.
and my chilling statement from the minaret, excuse me, from the minuet to the minaret in one administration will come to pass.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
We need strength. We need toughness. We need smarts. We need warmth. We need compassion. We need everything. We need everything. But we don't need somebody that goes home and takes naps. We don't need naps. But what did surprise me was that Bernie was so soft on this. I was amazed because I watched his speech, you know, we must vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, the hatred he's got, but why would he do that? He looks better if he didn't do it. To me, hey, what do I have to do with it? I don't care. Whatever he wants to do.
All right, that's neither here nor there. Welcome to the Savage Nation. And it goes on. The band plays on. Last week we had the Republicans. This week we had the Democrats. And to me, it's a clear example of the choice that we have come November. And why do I have to spell it out again? And my main concern has been and will remain national security. The number one issue to me is national security. And that means borders, language, culture. It's clear to me that Hillary Clinton wants to erase our borders. She's happy with the Tower of Babel and that she has no culture. Her only culture is that of cash. Donald Trump represents, I think, a salvation for America, and I don't think I'm alone. And Obama keeps banging the drum about multiculturalism over and over again, no matter how many Muslims murder, how many Westerners, no matter how many Islamics invade and attack. It's the same mumbo jumbo. Again, listen to clip 16, which is the man who has done more to unnerve and debase and imbalance the world than any single man on earth. Listen to 16.
One of the best ways of preventing it is making sure that we don't divide our own country, that we don't succumb to fear, that we don't sacrifice our values.
What values?
That we send a very strong signal to the world and to every American citizen that we're in this together.
We're in what together? Flooding America with Muslims? That's what we're in together? We don't succumb to fear when you've been banging the drum of fear from the day you began? We don't divide our own country when you divided black against white from the day you started? We don't sacrifice our values? What values are they, Mr. Obama, other than your value of Machiavellian power madness? Is the only value I think you have. Here you backed Erdogan, the Hitler of our time. He backed Erdogan of Turkey, who has annihilated every vestige of freedom in that country. They've arrested tens of thousands, closed hundreds of universities, closed medical schools, closed schools, arrested teachers, arrested school children, and it's not reported in the San Francisco newspaper, because if they were to report what Erdogan is doing, and then people would remember that he is supported by Obama, then the average jerk out there is liable to put two and two together, and they can't have that. So I hope that you know what's going on in the world. I'll take some calls to take your temperature. KSFO, Ted, line 8, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
I think the scariest part about that thing in Turkey is the fact that we have nuclear weapons over there at that base. And those are currently, from what I've read, under the control of the Turkish government, which is now turned into an Islamic government.
Yes, it's an Islamist government from an Islamic government. Erdogan has always been an Islamist. Did you know that?
Oh, I know. But the reason why these coups from the military in Turkey have happened ever since Ataman Türk died. In other words, every so many years, if you look back, they've only had a half a dozen coups done by the military. Every time an Islamic leader would come up, the military felt compelled to bring them down to reality. and that is they would go in and depose the Islamic leader and then set up new elections, allowing people to vote for anybody but another Islamist.
Yes, but which side has Obama been on? Obama was on the side of the Islamists, both in Egypt and in Turkey. You know that as well, Ted.
Well, the other troubling part is the fact that Turkey has been caught supplying ISIS. That's who they sell the oil to. And there's no question about that whatsoever. And
all right, you're right about that. I read an interesting article on this called The Crisis of Political Islam by Yaroslav Trofimov in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. I want to read you one paragraph. I've been saving it for now. And he writes this. In 1999, a former mayor of Istanbul named Recep Tayyip Erdogan was imprisoned and banned from politics for life for reciting a poem, quote, "Our minarets are our bayonets. Our domes are our helmets. Our mosques are our barracks," unquote. The incriminating lines went like that. And then he said, My reference is Islam. If I am not able to speak of this, what is the use of living? The ban on Mr. Erdogan did not stick. Now Turkey's president and prime minister for 11 years before that, he is presiding over a nationwide purge of suspected enemies after the failure last week of a military coup against his government. So we have a clear Islamist revolution in one of the most powerful nations in the Middle East called Turkey. And take a guess which side the Democrat establishment is on. It's on the side of the Islamists, just as they were, along with John McCain, by the way, on the side of Islamists in Egypt, until the military rose up and overthrew the Islamist leader of Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood leader, and replaced it with a military dictatorship, which is far more democratic. Why would this country, why would our country have a leader named Obama who supports an Islamist government in Turkey and in Egypt, unless he himself was sympathetic to a similar situation here in America? I'll let that hang in the air as I open up the lines at 855-400-7282. And what does that have to do with Hillary Clinton? Where does she stand in all of this? She stands exactly where Obama does. She's in favor of the Islamist emergence around the world. She could do business with them. That's all that matters to her. WDRC, John, line 6, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Hey, Savage, it's Don. My take on it is I'm a long-time state employee over here in liberal heartland in Connecticut. I see these people all day. I interact with them. I work with them. What they're doing, in my opinion, and I'm shocked to see it, is they're basically unenthusiastic about her, and I've never seen anything like that before about the Democratic nominee. And what they're doing is basically casting a vote for Bill Clinton Part 2. That's what it's coming down to. They don't support Trump, and they would love to see Bill Clinton back in the White House. That itself shocks me as well. These throwbacks, you know, they're going back to the...
Yeah, but what is it about, what is it? It brings them back to their younger days when they were still vital? I mean, what is it they liked about Bill Clinton?
Yeah, that's what the big question is, and it's hard to understand that. I mean, that's what they're leaning on now. That's all they have left is seeing this guy back in the White House.
But what you said, something interesting, is they don't like her. They're not enthusiastic about her. What is it about her they don't like?
Well, not only among, you know, my liberal state employee coworkers, but among what I've seen in Connecticut all throughout. Just a shocking Trump support and lack of Hillary enthusiasm. I just think she's these are the most rabid Hillary supporters in the country. Nobody's supporting her out here, and it's pretty amazing to me for the first time I've ever seen it.
I understand that, but what is it about her that they don't like? What do you think it is they don't like about her?
Well, even today at lunch, I sat with some of these people. She's a liar, and they know it. These are liberals. These are, you know.
All right, so the good liberals admit she's a liar, but they'll say, nevertheless, we can't vote for Trump. Why don't they like Trump? What do they fear about him?
Well, they don't know. They think he's anti-gay. They think he's...
So it's always the gay thing, isn't it? What is this gay thing? Why is that the number one issue on the planet? And number two, how did Trump become anti-gay? Where'd that come from?
Well, look at his speech the other night. You know, how do you watch that and still make that determination?
So in other words, their minds were made up before Trump even appeared on the stage that any republic is homophobic. That's the whole mentality. Homophobia is all that matters. In a world melting down from radical Islam, that's their number one problem is homophobia? All right, look, yes, I know what it is. I do know what it is. It's called liberalism is a mental disorder. Here's another little story for you. Donald Trump bounces into the lead, a huge lead, after the convention. It's now 44 to 38. It'll be much bigger than that. Here's another one from the Washington Times. Troops fear Obama rushing Mosul offensive to influence election. The Iraqi troops are not ready for it, and yet he wants to rush them into Mosul in order to have a sort of victory of defeating the Islamists in their home state. This is the Savage Nation. 855-407-282. I invite your calls. 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I saw a great article over the weekend in the New York Post why Obama's half-brother says he'll be voting for Donald Trump. And there's a picture of his brother, Malik Obama, with a hat, Make America Great Again. And he says he wants to make America great again, so he's voting for Donald Trump. He says, I like Donald Trump because he speaks from the heart. This is Obama's half-brother. Malik Obama told the Post from his home in the rural village of Coghello. He said, Obama, 58, is a longtime Democrat, but he's so disappointed in his brother Barack's administration, led him to recently switch allegiance to the party of Lincoln, in his words. Last straw for him was when FBI Director Comey recommended not prosecuting Hillary. He said she should have known better as the custodian of classified information. But Obama's half-brother said that he's annoyed that Clinton and Obama killed Libyan leader Gaddafi, who he called one of his best friends. He said, I still feel that getting rid of Gaddafi didn't make things any better in Libya. He's 100% right. Gaddafi warned us that that would happen. But wait, it gets even better. You have to read the whole article to get to what's really at the bottom of this. Now, we're talking about Barack Obama's half-brother, Malik. Same father, different mother. What bothers him even more is the Democratic Party's support of same-sex marriage. He's an African. They don't see the world the same way you do. And he said, I feel like a Republican now because they don't stand for same-sex marriage, and that appeals to me, he said. Obama believes strongly in the institution of marriage, so strong that he has at least three current wives, although press reports have put the number as high as 12. When asked by the Post how many wives and children he has, Obama said, that's personal. Obama made headlines in 2011 when he married his third wife, who was still in her teens. Obama plans to trek back to the U.S. to vote for Trump in November. You see, Obama used to live in Maryland, where he worked for many years as an accountant and is registered to vote there. The president's and Malik's father, Barack Obama Sr., left Kenya in 1959 when Malik was a year old and his mother was pregnant with his sister, Oma. Obama Sr. enrolled at the University of Hawaii, where he met and married the president's mother, Stanley Ann Dunham. Malik Obama didn't meet his younger half-brother until 1985. President Obama, you see, has seven half-siblings from both sides of his family. Malik Obama is the oldest son, and he's the director of the Barack H. Obama Foundation, a controversial Virginia charity named for his father. He says he started the charity in 08 because he wanted to make a difference in the family's hardscrabble village in Kenya. But the charity has come under fire when the New York Post revealed in 2011 that it was an off-the-books operation that hadn't registered with the state of Virginia or, as it claimed, had tax-exempt status from the IRS. Well, that led to the dissolution of the organization. And by the way, lately family ties seem to be frayed. Obama, who was best man at the president's wedding, said he spoke to his brother a year ago and was miffed that he did nothing to help his own foray into politics when he ran for governor of the southwestern Kenyan county of CI in 2013. This is very interesting to me. It's very, very interesting that he's supporting Trump. He says he wears a Make America Great Again hat, and his last quote is, Mr. Trump is providing something new and something fresh. This is Obama's half-brother. That's very telling, because he's a traditional African, by the way. And there are many traditional Africans here in the United States of America. And in case you don't know it, they see the world differently than Black Lives Matter does, to be very blunt with you. Africans who come here are much different than the radicals that we are used to in some of these movements. Do you understand why? It's a cultural thing. DNC attendee shouts shame at Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Well, she is a shame. She's been a shame from the beginning. And Hillary Clinton is the whole issue, and her campaign seems to be in real trouble right now. If you had a comment on any of these things or on any of the other issues we've been talking about, now is the time to do so. Joey on WMAL in Washington, you're up on the Savage Nation. Joey, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. My point is that President Erdogan's reckless behavior and, namely, his association with the United States via NATO is a huge threat to our national security because, like, less than a year ago, they shot down a Russian jet that had invaded their airspace during their Syrian bombing mission. And it kind of got swept under the rug. No real action took place. But with a Hillary Clinton-backed Turkey that she's already threatened Putin in various ways, it's something that could escalate quickly.
But what do you mean? If Hillary Clinton becomes president, you're afraid that her support of the Islamist Erdogan in Turkey would be a disaster for world stability?
Without a doubt. I mean, already, even just with events in Ukraine, she's pushing it with Russia. And if you have another instigator who we have a military alliance with, and Erdogan's behavior is only getting more reckless, only getting more erratic.
I'm in favor of good relations with Russia, aren't you?
I'm absolutely in favor of good relations. I don't want to see a world.
Can you explain to me why pacifists in the Democrat side, on the Democrat side, are trying to antagonize Russia and make him into the boogeyman? Every article today is showing Putin as boogeyman, Russia as evil. What do they think the end result of such inflammatory rhetoric will lead to? It will lead to a clash that no one in the world wants. Why are they doing it? What is the benefit to Hillary Clinton to show that she's a warmonger? See, here's the real problem that I have to explain in great detail. The Democrat Party has always been the party of war. If you look back on most of the past wars of the last 50 years, you'll see the Democrats drew us into war more than the Republicans did. And I am terrified that if she wins, the military-industrial complex, the Halliburton types, will lead us into a clash that none of us on Earth want. And the only ones who want it will be those in the munitions and arms industries. And millions will die. Think carefully before you vote progressive. It may be your last vote.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
From the minuet to the minaret in one administration is what came to me over the weekend. I thought that summarizes everything that I was watching and hearing. I was listening to classical music. I've turned off all talk radio. I've turned off all rock and roll. I've turned off all... I listen to either Mexican music, the new music of California, or only classical music. And I sit and ponder Western civilization and how great it is. And it dawned on me. I started to laugh in the car. Teddy appreciated it. I said to myself, we've gone from the minuet to the minaret in one administration, which I thought was quite clever. So let us begin now with some cretin called Robbie Mook. Where'd they get this one from? This is a campaign manager for Hillary Clinton with a voice like this? Listen to Robbie Mook. And you, by the way, he is a real Mook. Let's hear the real Mook, Robbie Mook.
What's disturbing to us is that experts are telling us that Russian state actors broke into the DNC.
Wait. There's too much in this first sentence for me to let you go on to the second. First of all, the man's voice is a giveaway that they don't know what they're doing. Couldn't they put someone in with a regular man's voice instead of this? That's number one. It bothers me. It disturbs me. That's number one. Next, he says, experts are telling us. What experts? Number two, he says, Russian state actors. Who invented this phrase, actors? I first started hearing it from the State Department. The most despicable terrorists on the planet are called actors. It's not a movie, you schmucks! That's number three. Of course, Mr. Mook, you're missing the main point, which is not who stole the emails, but why they were written in the first place. And Mr. Mook, while you're at it, can you engage the material that is existent between your ears and understand how bad this makes Hillary look? What is it that she's hiding that the Russians have released? You're not saying that the Russians hacked it, are you? Well, you are saying the Russians hacked it, but you're not saying the Russians invented these emails, are you? Okay, so you're acknowledging the emails are real, which is why you fired Debbie Wasserfuhrmann Schultz. You got rid of the old washerwoman, which was long overdue. She's about the most unappealing person next to yourself that Hillary could have chosen. I have no idea why you were chosen. But nevertheless, how about one policeman, one war hero, one general on the platform instead of all of these creeps from the left? So America has a very clear choice in this election, doesn't it? It's a choice between a putative nationalist, I would say a moderate nationalist, Donald Trump, as I phrased it last week, father knows best, with a perfect family, or a woman who looks like Stalin's housekeeper, who's enmeshed in one scandal after another. I mean, do you want Stalin's housekeeper in the White House for 8 years, or do you want a fresh choice, a fresh chance? That's how I see it. But there are others pushing the conspiracy theory that Trump is working with Putin, which would be a good thing, by the way. Have you thought that through? Pinchy Sulzberger and company at the New York Times. What if Putin likes Trump? Is that a bad thing? I think it's quite a good thing, because we don't want war with Russia, Pinchy. That's unless you want to enlist in the Rangers or the Special Forces. I think they must have a special place in Special Forces for those guys from the New York Times. I don't know what exact command post they would be running, but I have no idea why they're so anxious for war with Russia. The worst thing that we can have right now is a war. Have you not studied war? Do you know that millions of people die in wars? Is that what you want, is war with Russia? May I remind you that Russia is a superpower with a fabulous nuclear arsenal? Is that what you want? You want them as your enemy or as your ally? Is there any brains left in the media, or am I the only one who has to point out that the email scandal, if it is the Russians who hacked it, is not really a scandal? The scandal is that the Democrats don't understand how bad it makes them look to even say this. Because now we're all asking, wait a minute, if the Russians did it, what exactly are in the emails that they're so nervous about? Well, we know some bad stuff was said about old Bernie the Seltzer Man. How long ago did I tell you he was set up as a fall guy? Is that news to you? That he was not a real candidate? That he was set up to make her look centrist? He was just a clown? Unfortunately, America is filled with so many clown followers, so many people who love the circus, that they actually fell in love with the old clown from Brooklyn and his Communist Manifesto Part 4, or whatever it is. I don't know, what is this, 4.0? Communism 4.0 for the foolish at heart? All right, so what did they do? What did we find out in these emails, amongst other things, that Debbie Wasserfuhrmann Schultz had to resign as a result of? Well, we found that they said, let's attack him on his lack of faith. What's wrong with that? He has no faith. He is an atheist. He said he's Jewish by birth, but not really Jewish by religion. He said that. So I don't understand the scandal here. He represents a good swath of the Jewish by birth people in America. I don't understand. Where's the scandal in that? They were going to smear him by telling the truth that he doesn't practice his religion? Can anyone explain the scandal in that to me, please? Is there a doctor in the house who can explain the psychosis that has infected the left, especially the Hillary campaign? Because they are skating not on thin ice, they're skating on imaginary ice. And believe me, they're not Jesus. Now, I could stay right on topic here and on point with this email thing. I think I made my point. So what if the Russians hacked the emails? That proves that Hillary's a loser to begin with. One, she said there was nothing in them to worry about, so she lied about that, number one. Number two, she said they couldn't be hacked. That was lie number two. And number three, the big lie is, so what if the Russians hacked them? They never said that they invented them. So what is it that they're actually saying to the DNC? That their secrets were let out, and that's a bad thing for who? It's a bad thing for them, because they live in secrecy like all communists do. And that brings us right back to a personality. I was reading a military magazine over the weekend, and about the Battle of Jutland. I know it means nothing to anybody. It doesn't really matter if I talk about a certain battle. But it's a certain gigantic battle between Germany and Britain in the Battle of Jutland. And they're talking about one of the naval commanders. And they said the commander chosen should have been gifted with tact, intelligence, and common sense. But Admiral Jackson did not satisfy any of these criteria. He was an arrogant man, and he had a contempt for the civilians of the intelligence community. And I started thinking about that in great detail. tact, intelligence, and common sense. I have intelligence and I have common sense, but I lack tact. I admit that. It's why I'm in talk radio, not in politics. Point blank. Many of you hate me because I don't have tact, but you don't understand that I'm not in the business of making decisions for you. Do you understand where I'm coming from in this? So they replaced Debbie Wasserman and Schultz with a mook. That's been on here. Why would they pick this guy? Couldn't they pick somebody who was a little more attractive than this? What is a mook? That's his name, mook. I mean, if I were born with the name mook, I would certainly look it up in the Urban Dictionary. What is a mook? A male adolescent or young adult exhibiting an unpleasant, self-centered attitude formed during a sheltered upbringing. One who revels in their own ignorance. God! You know, sometimes life does imitate art. This is astounding. Now, the first time I heard the word mook was in the Scorsese film Mean Streets, meaning loser, where one of the characters says, I'm not paying because this guy's a mook, and the other guy says, I'm a mook? I'm a mook? Who are you calling a mook? He doesn't even know what a mook is, and they get into a fight in the bar. Remember that one? Oh, a long movie, years ago. We're not talking about the Turkish prison rapes. We're not talking about the war of attrition against the West. We're not talking about the Muslim. The Muslim who went wild in Germany, in Bavaria. Well, where are the right-wingers in Germany? What happened to them? What happened to the men of Germany? What were they all rounded up and put into a prison? How are they not rising up and taking over the country or protecting their women and children from these mooks from Syria running around with machetes and blowing them up? Where are the Germans? I said to you, now what's the point? I'm not going to repeat what I said months ago, weeks ago. What's the point? How smart I am. I don't have to do that. I don't have to keep repeating, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Boring. I hear guys do it, I do it, I shouldn't do it. Those of you who follow the show know I did it. Those of you who read Government Zero or Stop the Coming Civil War or all the way back to Liberalism as a Mental Disorder and going forward to Scorched Earth, which will be out after Labor Day, you get it, okay? You get what I do. Things are still fairly good in America, just bombs going off every once in a while, someone else's family getting butchered. But we're not really at war with anybody. Not really at war with anybody. And so that's not a bad thing. The economy is kind of good. We don't really know it's good or bad. It's actually quite good, I think. Isn't it good, Robert? I don't know. One day, the left says terrible. The right says it's terrible, but most people in the middle are quite content. Did you know that? Did you know that despite all the screaming and yelling, the economy is not that bad? It's not that bad because if you pump enough money into an economy, it stays kind of pumped up. If you put helium into a balloon and the balloon starts to shrink and you keep pumping helium into it the way the Federal Reserve prints money, the balloon keeps floating. So Obama's a genius. He figured out what Stalin figured out a long time ago, which is state-controlled money is very good for a while. And as Margaret Thatcher brilliantly said, socialism, or in this case printing money, is very good until you run out of other people's money. Remember that coup of, when was that? Oh, 2 days ago? 3 days ago? Your friend Erdogan, who the media like George step on all of us, that slimy creature from ABC News who pretends to be a newsman, who's saying that it's Russia did this, Russia did that. That slimy creature had nothing to say about his friend Erdogan. Did you see what happened in Turkey over the weekend on Saturday? Have you found out what he has done to people in his country without a word from the blanks in the media? Have you seen how many people have been arrested, including school children? The closing of 1,000 private schools, 1,200 charities, the closing of 19 trade unions, the closing of 15 universities, the closing of 35 medical schools in Turkey, and not one word from the very same left that's concerned about emails that were allegedly hacked by Russia. Have you seen what Erdogan, the Hitler of Turkey, has done since the fake coup? Is anyone alive out there? Well, you haven't seen it because the slime in the media are not reporting it, as they are not reporting on the Islamist origins of all of the attacks in Germany over the weekend. It's either a deranged youth, a teen who was bullied. Every day it's another story, except the true story. And what is the true story? The war of attrition being conducted by political Islam against the world. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. From the minuet to the minaret in one administration, welcome back to the Savage Nation. And, of course, the news is very, very dense today. German bar bomber, ISIS soldier. Let's sweep that aside, though. That's not important. Syrian refugee killed a pregnant woman with a machete. That's not important. Merkel should be impeached and probably put on the death row for what she's done to her countrymen. I'm sorry, country. There are no countrymen in Germany. There are no countrymen in Germany at all. It's all one. Elect Clinton trial balloon. What is this on Drudge now? What an ugly outfit she's wearing. Where does she get the idea that looking like Mao Jr., a female Mao Zedong Jr., is going to get her over the top? Where does she get? Who is her dresser? Who advises her on clothing? It must be the same woman. Well, let's not go there. It's a family show. I'm not going to watch the DNC convention tonight. I'm going to just wait for until it's over. I can't wait till this week is over. The Democrat convention is in total disarray. They fired the lead spokesmouth, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a despicable human being, and they replaced her with someone even worse than her, a guy by the name of Mook, if you could believe it. I mean, you have to live in New York to understand how preposterous that is. You replace a washerwoman with a MOOC. Great. Good move. Then we have the WikiLeaks thing, which is a huge story, because the Democrats are so clueless that they're screaming, oh, the Russians did it, the Russians did it. They hacked Hillary's emails. Well, so let's ask ourselves, and so what? You're not saying that they invented the emails, are you? So that's two lies of Hillary. First, she said none of her emails were hacked. And then she said even if they were hacked, there was nothing in them of any value. So both things were lies. So that's a huge story. And to go with it, you got Zuckerface. Mark Zuckerface actually blocked WikiLeaks for a while today. Zuckerface, of course, works with Hillary. Facebook calls WikiLeaks block an accident after accusations of censorship. Facebook has reportedly told WikiLeaks that it has unblocked links to the site on Facebook, calling the block an accident. After Facebook faced widespread accusations of political censorship. No kidding. You mean Zuckerberg is not capable of censorship? At the time of publication, WikiLeaks is the second highest trend on Facebook with 3,810 shares. So what is this all about to the average person out there? WikiLeaks linked to an article highlighting WikiLeaks emails which revealed collusion between the Democrat National Committee and CNN. Are you shocked by that? Wolf Blitzer, you're shocked by that he's not a journalist? What did you think he was? What did you think that pack of losers were at CNN? And they also released an email from Donna Brazile, the interim DNC lout, in which Donna Brazile states that she will cuss out the Sanders camp. Is there anything new about that? You thought she was an upright, straight person? Anyway, these are some of the stories. Maybe that tempest in a teapot, whatever. The Turkey story is enormous. You've got Hitler emerging there in Turkey with a fake coup. It was his fake Kristallnacht. Again, no one knows what I'm talking about. He staged a coup, and then he arrested things, closed down universities, medical schools, school children. They're raping the soldiers in jails, and it's not a story to Wasserman Schultz and the minions. Nothing. Didn't even make it to the American media. All right, next question. See, Munich killer's name, Ali? Did you remember that one on Friday? That was a long time ago, the Muslim who committed the crime in Munich. Remember Munich? That crime occurred Thursday. The Munich attacker who targeted children and killed nine at the McDonald's. Remember they said he's not connected to Islam? But did you know that his actual name was Ali David Sanboli? And did you read what Walid Shubat, who reads Arabic, had to say about him? That he was actually a Syrian Muslim with ties to ISIS? You forgot that one. Okay. Here's another one about the war of attrition against the West. Syrian man denied asylum in Germany, injures 12, kills self in blast. Why is Merkel not in prison? I want to know what happened to the men of Germany. I want to know where they went. Where are the men of Germany? Where did the men go? Where did they go? How did they let these crazed Muslims run around hacking nine-month pregnant women to death? Where is the rioting in Germany? Where are the German men? What are they, on drugs? Is it just that they're all sexually released all the time, so they have nothing left in themselves to defend themselves? Is that it? What happened to Germany? I thought Germany was a vigorous nation with German men. Where are the German men? Well, where are the American men? It's the same question. Any man who speaks out is called a right-winger, a Nazi, or this, or that. Castigated, blacklisted, boycotted. Yeah, I'll raise my hand to that one. I've done it for 22 years.